MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
All right, let's move now from farming to tourism. And this Easter weekend, Limpopo is expecting a flood, not of rain, but of people. Over 1.5 million pilgrims are making their way to churches and religious sites across the province, and they'll be joining thousands more attending football matches, marathons and music festivals. The Limpopo Tourism Agency says it's fully geared to receive the crowds with new infrastructure and awareness campaigns aimed at turning short religious visits into longer-term tourism opportunities. But behind the packed chalets, the roadside activations, important questions do remain. Is Limpopo really ready for this kind of volume? Can the infrastructure and emergency services cope? And the surge of activity, is it truly benefiting local communities, or is it simply just boosting the optics? Joining me now is Moses Ngobeni, Chief Executive Officer of the Limpopo Tourism Agency. Mr. Ngobeni, welcome to you. And let me ask you if the province is overreaching with this Easter tourism push, or can you genuinely handle the volume?
No, thanks very much, Jeremy and the listeners. Yes, as a province, we are ready. We are ready. You know, actually, this is something that we've been waiting for, for a long time. When Easter is approaching, we get ready, we get the industry, because these are the people who are going to receive, you know, our visitors. We get them ready. Just yesterday, the MEC for the Department of Economic Development, Environment and Tourism was opening another lodge, Nels Fley Lodge, which is also part of the International Ramsar Sites, you know, and is part of that accommodation. But above that, we have spoken to all the tourist attractions, you know, the tour operators, the tourist guides. These are the people that make us proud to say, you know, Easter, it's here. Please make sure that we are able to handle as a province. And we are ready, Jeremy.
But logistics are always going to be a challenge. I'm thinking of roads, hospitals, general safety systems. 1.5 million people over 4 days is a lot. Do you have specific measures in place, for instance, to manage the traffic congestion and emergency response, particularly in those pilgrimage zones?
Yes, with regard to the pilgrimage, you know, on the N1 and also these roads, you know, that come from Vembe, that come from Mopani district, which are all connectors, you know, into Polokwane. The Department of Transport and Community Safety, they are ready. You know, they are combat ready. They've gotten all the traffic officials, you know, to be in those major intersections just to make sure that there is that traffic flow and to ease the congestion. Because obviously you also have people that are coming back home from Gauteng. As a province, we get a lot of our guys, you know, coming back from Gauteng, but also into the destinations. You know, we are not far from Gauteng. That's why a lot of people who just want a weekend away, you know, they choose Limpopo because of that proximity from the market, you know, in Gauteng into Waterberg area, your Bilabila, which is like less than an hour from Pretoria, you are there. And people, they are spoiled for choice. They can choose wherever they want to go.
That's all well and good, but how do you ensure that local businesses, smaller businesses and wider communities benefit not just from a headline event, but financially and sustainably from the surge that you're speaking about?
Yeah, we have prioritized as a province, you know, what we call the event strategy within the MICE. And we are bringing all those traders, you know, people that live out of trading, general trading, you know, selling fruits, especially people that are coming here, they must go back, you know, with the citrus fruits. It's that season now. And they are in abundance in Limpopo. You don't need to go to the Joburg market, you know, to be able to buy those people. So we conscientize them, all of them, and to take advantage, you know, of these peak seasons that we have. Your Easter, which is a peak season. And also when we are hosting, you know, big events like the pilgrimage that is coming, those people are combat ready. But not only that, if you go to the area next to the two churches of ZCC, the communities around there, we have also spoken to them to make their households available for people to camp and provide them, you know, with ablution and some basic facilities, and those people will be paying. So that is one thing that we are doing, and we have seen it growing. because people feel safe, you know, rather than to park on the road. But then if they are able to have a household where they can park their vehicle and also camp there, it's better.
I'm interested in the claim about converting pilgrims into leisure tourists. Is this
Yes.
realistic or is it just marketing spin from your agency?
Jeremy, it's not marketing spin. It is realistic. What we have done, we have developed strategies. If you go to our website, and that's what we always do, as part of this Easter campaign, I mean the Easter campaign, we have put in, you know, affordable products, and we have put in areas where people can visit. We also put in the events that are happening around, so that people en route to the pilgrimage or after the pilgrimage, you know, they are able to access those areas, you know, very easy. And this we are doing together. Like now, we've got a team at Kranskop that is also handing out pamphlets about those activities that we have put together, so that if people before the pilgrimage or after the pilgrimage they want to visit, then they can. But the other thing that we are doing is just to raise awareness, to say, as you are going to the pilgrimage, know that just behind the ZCC, within the escarpment, there is so much that people can visit or they can go to. You know, the Fufu slides around Makgoba's Kloof. It's not far. It's not even 30 kilometers from the two ch main churches. So these are the things that we are doing, Jeremy, in as part of converting those people to become tourists as well.
What is the financial benefit to the province over the next 4 days?
Look, it's something that we are going to measure as well. Every time after this measure events, we do an analysis. Last year, you know, after the event, and you know that last year we're not fully recovered. This time, both two churches are open. They are bringing big numbers. And last year alone, just for the weekend, we were over 50 million, you know, in trade. That we have has been generated out of this, and we are expecting more out of this one.
Moses Ngobeni, thank you very much indeed, and good luck. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the Limpopo Tourism Agency.